help me understand what it is like to have heart failure if I'm a patient with it.
Heart failure is becoming increasingly common, and what we mostly see are patients with symptoms. And those who have symptoms are mostly a combination of shortness of breath or fluid retention or swelling. And if they're short of breath, they're usually not able to do what they used to do, so decreased exercise tolerance. And if they have fluid retention, like swelling, they often see it in their legs or feel like their belly's really bloated, or sometimes their shortness of breath, and oftentimes is because there's fluid in the lungs.
So fluid in the lungs or swelling in other parts of the body, especially legs, can occur in liver disease, it can occur in kidney disease.
Mm-hmm.
How do you know it's heart failure?
It's a great question, because we don't always know that it's heart failure. And sometimes it takes a while to come up with the diagnosis. But the first thing one should think about is if their symptoms are not known to be anything else, or even if they have liver disease, it's probably worth making sure that their heart's in good shape. And a very simple test, like a ultrasound of the heart or the echocardiogram, can give a clue about the heart function. And when the heart function is reduced, we call that reduced ejection fraction or systolic dysfunction, that's often a sign that the symptoms are from heart failure with reduced ejection fraction.
So what does ejection fraction mean?
The heart is a muscle that pumps blood to the rest of the body, and how much comes from the heart to the rest of the body is calculated as an ejection fraction, how much the heart ejects forward to the rest of the body. And a normal ejection fraction is over 50 or 55%. So anything less than 55% is considered low or reduced, and there's different severities among that.
So if I were a trained athlete, which I'm clearly not, what would my ejection fraction be if I were ready to go to the Olympics or have just come from it?
That's a great question, because there's a variety for athletic hearts too. But I think most athletes are at least above 50%, but some athletes are 70%, some athletes are 50%, but they should not be lower than 50%.
So if my ejection fraction is lower than 50% and I have shortness of breath and swelling in my ankles, I may have congestive heart failure.
Right. One should make sure you're checked out for that.